Greetings and welcome to the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast. I am your host, Pete Lorimer, former hit record producer, now host of the show Stay Here on Netflix, and owner of LA's most creative boutique real estate firm, PLG Estates. On the podcast, you will always find business and real estate strategies, marketing techniques, and tips for the entrepreneur. So hit that subscribe button. Today's podcast, I will be covering a subject that is one of the most important guidelines of how to grow your business. A love affair with the unknown is exactly that. It means not fearing what's around the corner, but embracing it. If we knew everything that was going to happen in our lives, we would lead a rather boring existence. My motto is, if the trail of breadcrumbs gets me 65% of the way there, the rest is a love affair with the unknown. Thanks so much for joining me on the podcast.
Greetings, and thrice greetings, everyone. I have always had a fascination and a love affair with what's next, right? I've always kind of had a love affair with the unknown. I was at a meeting, actually it wasn't a real estate thing. It was just another business kind of brainstorming session that I attend. And I heard this guy say this phrase that just really resonated with me. I can't remember hearing it before. And it was that courage is a love affair with the unknown. So what I want to do is, and then I've got some really good blogs for you guys to follow and websites that I'm going to be talking about later on. But I thought it would be a really kind of interesting idea to give you my theory on risk, right? My theory on how does one get the courage to leap? Because that's what this is. It's all about, right? For me, not just real estate, but life, everything. It's all about having the courage to kind of leap. But when indeed, and this is the $1 billion question, when indeed do we leap? So if you will permit me, I will give you the Pete Lorimer theory on when indeed we should leap. So when it comes to making decisions, especially big decisions, big life decisions, you know, which city should I move to? Am I going to get married? Am I, you know, which company should I be with? Or which career should I be in? These are pretty massive decisions to make in one's life. I've been fortunate enough that I've had several careers, not because I keep getting bounced out of them, but because that's just who I am. I kind of keep changing. You know, from record producer to songwriter to realtor to broker to broker owner. You know, life is just an even more beautiful kind of conveyor belt that seems to come in front of me. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about risk assessment. How does one make the decision to kind of jump? So I'm going to give you in one sentence and then I'm going to break it down, right? And this is a sentence that I live and die by. And the sentence is this. Education will only get you 65% of the way. The remaining 35% is gut or faith or whatever you want to call it, right? Let me say that sentence again. Education or knowledge will only get you 65% of the way. The remaining 35% is faith or gut or instinct or whatever you want to call it. So, case in point is this. I'm going to give you a story. I'm going to tell you a story of when this isn't real estate related. And then if we've got time, I'm going to try and get some real estate related stories as well. I'm going to be brief. When I was a kid in my northern English town of Leeds, wanted to break into the record business, didn't have a clue how to do it. So dropped out of high school, 15, ran off to London to produce house records. Now, risk is easy to do when you haven't got much to lose. I didn't have a pot to piss in and I had nothing to lose. I hated school. So the sooner I could get out of it, the better. So I had nothing to lose at that point. But then my career kind of developed. I did really well. I'd built a very loyal client base at this particular recording studio in London. And I had consistent work, one after the next, one record after the next, one record after the next, one record after the next. And then I was approached by a band to go and work with them on their records, right? They had an album that they were doing, and I was in a really nice job, a cushy job, where they were paying me pretty well, and I had a steady stream of business, and then I was going to bet everything on this band. And I took a leap of faith, and I left my cushy job, and I went off and worked on this album that never actually saw the light of day. But I learned so much in kind of being on the edge, like, oh shit, was this the right decision? And I just put my heart and soul into working on this record, which unfortunately never got released. But because I had taken a leap of faith and because I had worked so hard, one of the guys referred me to another guy who happened to be the manager of INXS. And I ended up working on multiple records for INXS back in the day, back in the 90s, which really springboarded my career. And that was really a leap of faith, okay? Let's talk about it in real estate. I want to talk about it in real estate terms because when it comes to, for example, the strategies that we talk about at PLG, when we're very, very much into social media. We're very, very much into kind of this medium, the real person in front of the camera, as awkward and as horrible as it feels for everyone, myself included. I force myself to do it. And through practice, I've become, you know, less bothered about it. But when I first started, right? When I first, because in real estate, let's talk real estate now. In real estate, it is a saturated market where everybody does the same thing. And we all have the same data. And as big data gets more and more released, we're really, really all going to have the same data. And we're going to be going after the same people. So what is the one arena in real estate that people are not really doing? Bang! It's this one. It is balls out, naked, showing yourself in the raw. I don't mean naked, but you know what I'm saying. No frills. No kind of charade. And what I have found is this. I want to tell you about the faith part a little bit. When I first started doing video, and I've said this a million times, when I first started doing video, I remember my 50th video, my 50th 50, I had 50 views. And at that point, I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? And all the voices came in. And this is the key thing. You've got fear and you've got faith. That 35%, which I believe is the 35% that navigates our lives and our careers and our decisions, right? 65% is kind of the day to day, but the 35% really is the needle on the compass. So that 35% can either be driven by fear or it can be driven by faith, right? Fear is, I'm scared to do something because people might look at me like I'm a dick or a failure or a this or a that. I might be embarrassed. People might laugh at me. Faith is, I'm going to do this because in my gut, I feel like this is the right approach and I have to give this everything I've got, because if I don't, I will kick myself for the rest of my life. So let me go back to when I had 50 views after 50 videos. 50 views after 50 videos, all the voices came in. But I knew, and all the voices were saying, oh, Pete, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? But my love affair with the unknown, and wanting to walk into a desert. And it doesn't have to be video. It can be blogging. It can be whatever it is, as long as it's you. But my love affair of wanting to fail or flourish under my own volition is what drove me into this arena. And the rest, as they say, is history. I love it. It's been very, very successful for me. It's a total release for me as well. And I love giving away all the information and all the experiences that I've had as a real estate agent in Los Angeles, because at the end of the day, God damn, this is a tough business. God damn, this is a hard business. And so for me to give away everything that I've learned on all the tips and all the tricks and all the this and all of that, courage. And I really implore all of you to get this, to just grasp this concept. Courage truly is having a love affair with not knowing what the result is. Expectations are the thorn in the side of any hopes and dreams. Expectations are just toxic. My belief is we march on, we do our strategies, we work as hard as we possibly can, and then we stay out of the results. We stay in the belief, we stay in faith and not in fear, but we stay out of the results. I know that's a really counterintuitive way to think, but it's just the way that I've done it over the years, and it has worked for me. I'm going to say it one more time because it's so important. We bust our asses as hard as we possibly can. We take risk by doing things that are not reckless, but that are bold, that maybe our competitors are not doing. We run the risk of looking stupid. We run the risk of being mocked. We run the risk of finger pointing. I don't give a toss about that shit anyway. People can mock, mark and finger point and do whatever they want, and I'll give them a big hug and wish them nothing but love. But please, looking into the unknown and trying strategies and taking risk is, for me, what life is all about. Okay, I want to give you some examples of knowledge, all right? There are a million blogs out there, right? As real estate agents, we have the ability to mine data, and I don't mean clients here, I mean really valuable information. Inman.com, as you all know, I'm a big fan of because it has freaking brilliant information. If all you do is read Inman, you will know more than 99% of all other people in real estate. But I want to give you some other websites that I really like and that I'm very fond of and that I get ideas from and really just keep up with what's going on. So the first one is 1000watt.net. That is 1000watt.net. 1000watt.net. These guys are kind of real estate marketers. And at the end of the day, every website I'm going to give you, everybody's going to try and sell you something. But if you just go there for information, you will glean so much, especially if you work in the real estate industry. It's frightening. So 1000 watt, I kind of like industry leaders when it comes to marketing. They just have a very progressive way of thinking. I want to read you a line from, they have a great article that came out a couple of days ago, and it's called "You Have My Permission." And it talks about how marketing, and especially with Facebook Pixel and with mass marketing, door hangers, you name it, as this big data gets released, people are going to get more and more and more and more hammered. This is a marketing company, arguably the leaders in our industry, and they are talking about permission marketing, which is something I'm going to touch upon in another Monday Mantra. But permission marketing, which means nurturing relationships, it's the jab, 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 right hook. It's a real softly, softly approach where you create meaningful, trusting relationships with your potential clients that you can market to, but it's called permission marketing. It's a great article on that website. Okay, I'm going to rattle off a couple of others for you. Real Trends, realtrends.com is a phenomenal website. It's actually realtrends.com/blog. Real Trends, as you can imagine, on this website, they give us all of the trends that are happening in real estate, right? They're giving us what's coming next, what's succeeding, what's failing, what's the opinion on big data, what's not the opinion on big data, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then if you want to get geeky and look at some apps and some programs, there is blog.drawbotics.com. Blog, B-L-O-G, dot, drawbotics, drawbotics.com. And that will be very, very nerdy for my fellow nerds. And if you want to get shouted at, if you just want to feel like you need some real estate motivation, I am not a massive fan of this guy's style. It's very, very different to mine. But if you are sitting in your car going, "Oh my God, I just can't do this. Real estate is just awful. I hate it." If you're having one of those moments, go on tomferry.com. He has a million motivational videos geared towards real estate agents. So that's it. It's in our hands. It's in all of our hands. We can get as much out as we possibly can, or we can sit in our office tapping our pens going, "Well, I've called those 10. I've sent those emails to escrow. What next?" There is unlimited what next. There is absolutely unlimited. Every moment you've got, put a podcast on. when you're driving. When you get home, just put in your diary, put in your iPhone, 30 minutes of reading articles. If you do that once a day, you will be in the 99.5%, or rather, you'll be in the 0.5% of people who are ahead in real estate. It's down to discipline. It's down to wanting it. And it's down to having a love affair with what you don't know and being willing to explore. So, ladies and gentlemen, courage is a love affair with the unknown is finished. It is over. I thank you for your attention. I thank you for joining me. I feel totally vibey. I feel like I'm back in a recording studio. So that's all right with me. So until next week, everybody. Mwah! Anybody can ping me, click me, email me, hit me with a freaking carrier pigeon for all I care. I am available to answer questions and love seeing you. This is Pete Lorimer signing out.
That's it for another podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you writing in and giving me topics. If you want me to cover something specifically, it would be my pleasure. So just ping me. You know where to find me. And I'll do my very best to cover it in one of the upcoming episodes of the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast.